The first reading today, St. Paul speaks to Timothy about people who are looking for riches, which is one of our American problems. We always want more and more and more and more and more, and we're never content. And we never will be, as long as that's what we're looking for. But St. Paul says, godliness with contentment is a great gain. In other words, what we're really looking for in all that material stuff and all the wealth and all the things is something that's going to fulfill. Stuff can't fulfill you. Money can't fulfill you. Only love can. And God is love. And so ultimately, only He's the one who can fulfill us. All of those things cannot. Now, St. Paul then says something that is a real challenge for us to ponder. He said, having food and sufficient clothing, let us be content. So ask yourself, would you be content with that? Food and clothes? Now, I blessed a lot of houses in my day. All I can tell you is the closets keep getting bigger and more of them. My goodness, some of these people's closets are bigger than the bedroom that I lived in when I grew up. And then they show me the other closet. And it's like, my goodness, how many clothes do we need? How much stuff? So are we really content even with food and clothes? Not in America. And so St. Paul tells us that that covetousness, those desires, that love of money, the love of materialism, it's the root of all evil, he says, because it's selfish. We're looking only for ourselves. Even St. Peter, in the midst of recognizing what he has done, is going to turn to the Lord and say, so, okay, look, we've given up everything. What are we going to get? It's like, not about what we get. It's about loving the Lord, and He's there to love us. But even there, the Lord says, fine, you gave up everything, you're going to get 100-fold more than whatever it is you've given up. And 100-fold is a gross understatement of what we're going to get. Your inheritance is God. You're going to receive an infinite amount. You're giving up something that is finite, and you're going to receive something which is infinite. So 100-fold is just getting started with what God is going to do. So now we turn back again and say, okay, why do the saints talk about poverty and giving all these things up? Why would St. Paul be talking this way? Because he wants you to be filled with God. And the more stuff there is in your heart, in other words, the more attachments there are, the less room there is for God. He wants us to be filled with God, which means we need to be emptied of everything else. The more empty we can be of everything, the more we can be filled with God. We can grasp that in our heads. In our hearts, we tend to buck that. But if you talk to anyone who has been willing to follow this path, they will be the first to tell you the freedom that comes with giving up all the junk. My mother used to jokingly say, when we would say something like, Mom, do you have a dollar, you know, and or whatever, for whatever reason, she said, if I had a dollar, I'd sit up all night and guard it. But it shows, I mean, obviously the point was a point of a joke, but nonetheless, just that humanness, I'd sit up all night and guard it. I just laugh when I see these filthy rich people. And they build themselves a prison. They put up walls to keep everybody out. But it looks just like a prison, a real fancy one. They've got guards. They've got cameras everywhere. All their junk is so important that it has to be guarded day and night. They have no rest because they're so worried about all their stuff and all their money and all their whatever. So they build themselves a really expensive prison to guard themselves from you and me, because we might want their stuff. What a waste of a life. Oh, but they're billionaires. They've got it all. St. Paul would say they've got nothing. They've got nothing because there's no room in their heart for God. They have no peace. They have no life. When you're free, you can live. You can be the person God made you to be. You can actually just love and be at peace because you're not worried about all that other stuff, because you don't have to be. You have the freedom to just be you. Of course, maybe that's what a lot of us are afraid of. Do we really want to be who God made us to be? Because we're so concerned about being like everyone else, being accepted and being liked and whatever, being thought well of. There's only one that I'm concerned about thinking well of me, and that's the Lord Jesus. I don't care what anybody else thinks. But that's hard. It's painful to get to that point. Because that's the detachment, even not just from the material things and the money. That's detachment from the human respect, which also fills our hearts. I was talking to somebody the other day and talking about how women get themselves all gussied up and all this kind of stuff, and I just looked at her and I said, you know the reason why women put all that stuff all over their face and wear all that stuff? I said, they do it for other women. They're not doing it for men, because men don't care. They're doing it because, what are the other women going to say? What are the other women going to think? Oh, the judgments of all these other women. And so I have to put on all this for the other women. How tragic. I need to be fake, because other people might think poorly of me if I'm not. How about if you're just the person God made you to be, and maybe people will think well of you? At that point, you're not going to care if they do or not, so you're free anyway. They don't like you, who cares? If they like you, who cares? Doesn't matter. Not in a bad attitude way, in a total freedom way. It just doesn't matter. You get to be you. Because the only one that matters is God. That's who you're striving to be with. That's who you're trying to serve. That's what it's all about. None of the other stuff matters. But all of that other stuff gets in the way. So that's where we have to come back then and say, all right, what really is my priority? St. Paul says that we're supposed to pursue justice, which is righteousness, godliness, faith, charity, patience, mildness, fight the good fight of faith. That's what we have to be about. Is that really our focus? Is that what we're really trying to do? Are we living that life of detachment and freedom? Or is it just worldliness and more and more and more? In this case, it is truly to be said that less is more. The less we've got filling our hearts, the more that God can fill it. That's what our hearts are made for. St. Augustine said that our hearts are restless until they rest in you. They're not going to rest in material things. They're not going to rest with millions of dollars. They're not going to rest with anything except the Lord. And the more freedom we have in our hearts, because we're not attached to all the things and all the people and all the stuff, the more that we can love and the more that we can be filled with God.